The Tragedy of Romeo and Juliet by William Shakespeare. Prologue. Scene: Verona, Mantua. Enter chorus.
Two households, both alike in dignity, in fair Verona, where we lay our scene. From ancient grudge break to new mutiny, where civil blood makes civil hands unclean. From forth the fatal loins of these two foes, a pair of star-crossed lovers take their life, whose misadventured piteous overthrows doth with their death bury their parents' strife. The fearful passage of their death-marked love, and the continuance of their parents' rage, which but their children's end naught could remove, is now the 2 hours' traffic of our stage. The which, if you with patient ears attend, what here shall miss, our toil shall strive to mend.
Exit. Act 1, Scene 1, Verona, a public place. Enter Samson and Gregory with swords and bucklers of the House of Capulet.
Gregory, on my word, will not carry coals.
No, for then we should be colliers.
I mean, and we be in collar, we'll draw.
Aye, while you live, draw your neck out of collar.
I strike quickly, being moved.
But thou art not quickly moved to strike.
A dog of the House of Montague moves me.
To move is to stir, and to be valiant is to stand. Therefore, if thou art moved, thou runst away.
A dog of that house shall move me to stand. I will take the wall of any man or maid of Montague's.
That shows thee a weak slave, for the weakest goes to the wall.
'Tis true, and therefore women, being the weaker vessels, are ever thrust to the wall. Therefore I will push Montague's men from the wall and thrust his maids to the wall.
The quarrel is between our masters and us their men.
'Tis all one. I will show myself a tyrant. When I have fought with the men, I will be civil with the maids. I will cut off their heads.
The heads of the maids?
Aye, the heads of the maids, or their maiden heads. Take in what sense thou wilt.
They must take it in sense that feel it.
Me they shall feel while I am able to stand, and 'tis known I am a pretty piece of flesh.
'Tis well thou art not fish. If thou hadst been poor John. Draw thy tool. Here comes two of the House of Montagues.
Enter two other serving men, Abram and Balthazar.
My naked weapon is out. Quarrel, I will back thee.
How? Turn thy back and run?
Fear me not.
No, marry, I fear thee.
Let us take the law of our sides. Let them begin.
I will frown as I pass by, and let them take it as they list.
Nay, as they dare, I will bite my thumb at them, which is disgrace to them if they bear it.
Do you bite your thumb at us, sir?
I do bite my thumb, sir.
Do you bite your thumb at us, sir?
Aside to Gregory.
Is the law of our side if I say aye?
Aside to Samson.
No.
No, sir, I do not bite my thumb at you, sir, but I bite my thumb, sir.
Do you quarrel, sir?
Quarrel, sir? No, sir.
But if you do, sir, I am for you. I serve as good a man as you.
No better.
Well, sir.
Enter Benvolio.
Say better. Here comes one of my master's kinsmen.
Yes, better, sir.
You lie.
Draw if you be men, Gregory. Remember thy swashing blow.
They fight.
Part, fools. Put up your swords. You know not what you do.
Enter Tybalt.
What, art thou drawn among these heartless hinds? Turn thee, Benvolio. Look upon thy death.
I do but keep the peace. Put up thy sword or manage it to part these men with me.
What, drawn and talk of peace? I hate the word as I hate hell, all Montagues, and thee. Have at thee, coward.
They fight. Enter an officer and three or four citizens with clubs or partisans.
Clubs, bills, and partisans. Strike! Beat them down! Down with the Capulets! Down with the Montagues!